Thank you for inviting us. I prepare my speech last day 10 minutes. This morning shorted 5 minutes. Now shorted 10 minutes. Tomorrow I don't know.
I'm really sorry, but our list is gigantic.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union, the promise made to Gorbachev was not kept. NATO expanded towards the East and reached 32 members. After the Cold War, all concepts of NATO were determined in the USA National Security Council and accepted by NATO. Thus, NATO became a tool for the US unipolar world order. Today, the USA, which wants to maintain the unipolar world order, is opposed by Russia as a military power and Chinese as an economic power. Although he tried to wear down the Russian Federation with proxy war over Ukraine, it is obvious that he was not successful. The real losers in this war are people of Europe. USA aimed to corner the Russian Federation in the Baltic region by making Finland and Sweden members of NATO. On the other hand, it may attempt to change the Montreux Treaty, which regular passage through the Turkish Strait by using the signatory state in order to dominate the Black Sea. As a member of NATO, Turkey is targeted by the USA, even though it appears to be an ally of it. Instead of a strong Turkey, he desired a Turkey consisting of cantons that he can keep under control. USA, which uses Ukraine against Russia in the Black Sea, also uses Greece against Turkey in the Aegean Sea, although there is no hot conflict yet. The USA and NATO under its control have tried to prevent Turkish-Russia approachment and friendship at every opportunity. It is known that the Islamic Republic of Iran likes Russia and Turkey's target, the American imperialism. In conclusion, the world domination that the USA wants to maintain by using NATO can be countered with the strong military alliance in our region. It is imperative for peace that Russia, Turkey and Iran, which have the potential to form this alliance, take action as soon as possible. This alliance should be include Azerbaijan, Georgia, Armenia, Iraq, Syria, and attempt toward the East and China. According to public opinion polls, more than 80% Turkish people wants to leave NATO. Seeing the USA and NATO as treaties, not friends. Vatan Parti led by Dr. Davut Perinçek has been advocating leaving NATO for years. Turkey people are ready for the alliance to be formed in the West Asia. Thank you very much.